Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
At the UN Security Council this week, Russia blocked a resolution that condemned last week's chemical attacks in Syria and called on the government of Bashar al-Assad to cooperate with an international investigation. This is the eighth time Russia has used its veto power to stop a UN resolution on Syria since that country's civil war began in 2011. The vote followed a day of intense debate. Let's listen to some important moments. Stéphane de Mistura, the UN special envoy to Syria, asked all the major players to work together to stabilize the situation in Syria. The British ambassador, Matthew John Rycroft, followed. He laid the blame for the conflict squarely on Russia.
Time and time again, Russia has abused its veto to protect the regime and to defend its use of chemical weapons. And what has Russia got in return for its 7 vetoes in 6 years? Let me tell you. Russia's initiative in 2013 to dismantle Syria's chemical weapons has been exposed as a shambles. And Russia's credibility and reputation across the world have been poisoned by its toxic association with Assad. They have chosen to side with a murderous, barbaric criminal rather than with their international peers. They have chosen the wrong side of history.
The deputy Russian ambassador, Vladimir Safronov, responded directly to Rycroft. Here he is, speaking through an interpreter.
Everyone in the UN knows this very well, that you are afraid. You have been losing sleep over the fact that we might be working together with the United States, cooperating with the United States. That is what you fear. You're doing everything to make sure that this kind of cooperation be undermined. This is precisely why. You look at me when I'm speaking. Don't look away. Why are you looking away? This is precisely why you today didn't say anything about the political process. You didn't even listen to Mr. de Mistura's briefing on purpose. You make insulting demands, the guarantor of the Astana process. Well, what have you done for a ceasefire, to advance the ceasefire? You welcome various opposition groups in London and Paris, illegal armed groups. You suddenly were afraid that things seemed to be moving towards peace and a political solution. Basically, you support the interests of armed groups. Many of them have been murdering Christians and other minorities in the Middle East. They've been committing terrorist acts in churches on Palm Sunday. That's whose interests you are advancing. What are you doing?
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley had her own harsh words. She blamed Iran and Russia for fueling the conflict.
To my colleagues from Russia, you are isolating yourselves from the international community every time one of Assad's planes drop another barrel bomb on civilians, and every time Assad tries to starve another community to death. People not just in the West, but across the Middle East and the world are speaking out against Assad's brutality. It is long past time for Russia to stop covering for Assad. It is long past time for Russia to push seriously for peace and not continue to be part of the problem.
Syrian Ambassador Bashar al-Jafari was the last one to speak at the meeting. He said the U.S. does not have a perfect record when it comes to its presentations to the Security Council. Here he is speaking through an interpreter.
14 years ago, the day of the invasion of Iraq, a couple of days before, I was sitting in the place of the Italian ambassador, along with the ambassador of my country at the time. I attended the meeting where Colin Powell, your foreign minister, spoke. He talked about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. I was there in that session.
Jafari said Syria no longer has chemical weapons and charged the U.S. with fabricating the recent chemical weapons attack to create a pretense for its own attacks.
The U.S. administration decided to repeat the same bloody theatrical play that it had staged 14 years ago in this council against Iraq, a play entitled The Lie of the Iraqi WMDs. Once again, the U.S. administration is taking the terrorist war against my country, Syria, to unprecedented and dangerous levels by switching from a proxy aggression through armed terrorist groups under their control for years to a new and direct aggression through a direct military action against my country, Syria. The United States has been leading terrorism in Syria along with its allies and agents in the region. It has provided all forms of support to terrorist groups to commit the most heinous crimes against civilians and against Syrian infrastructure.
Ambassador Haley is currently the president of the Security Council, and she had this brief response as she closed the meeting.
I acknowledge the statement of the representative of the Syrian Arab Republic. There are no more speakers on the list. We will reconvene at 3 o'clock. This meeting is adjourned.
When they reconvened, Russia, for the eighth time, vetoed the UN resolution on Syria.